Welcome to the Penny Bloom Podcast. Ain't another place that has got more bombast. Romp past your mom that's listening to Tomcats. Talking everything that make you sad. We don't want that. We're here to make you smile. Put your mind at ease. Peace, love, and bloom. And always praise Keanu Reeves. This what we about. Get some weed in now. We'll talk until we can't no more. And then we peacing out. All right, let's go. Penny Bloom Podcast. It's the Penny Bloom Podcast. Penny Bloom Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome in to the Penny Bloom Podcast. Today, we continue our coverage of the third and final season of Star Wars The Bad Batch. Today is Season 3, Episode 14, titled Flash Strike. I'm Colton Robertson. I'm joined by Joseph George. What is up, homie?
Oh, what up, what up? Always a pleasure to be here.
And it is always a pleasure to have you. So we're here nice and early, recording 7:30 Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh off the episode. How you feeling? Pretty easy one, pretty simple one.
Yeah, for a penultimate, you know, I'm not going to lie. I might have expected a little bit more, but if it is just purely the setup for what we're expecting to happen on Tantus in the finale, I guess it makes sense. You know, if things need to just, whenever it goes down, it's going down, you know. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, I thought we'd get a little bit more. There's a little, some cool additions, I think, this episode gave us, but mainly just kind of not, I mean, they're there. They are on the planet of Tantus, but they're not in the base. So I don't know. It still feels like we're in the waiting stages still right now. And I don't know what more has to happen on the clone side. You know, there was no urgency to kind of send out coordinates. Like we said, their ship got shot down. So like, and they had to leave. So like, that wasn't really a possibility.
Yeah, I don't, I think it's on the batch. I don't think they're going to have backup.
Really? You think it's, I mean, and honestly, Omega seems to be, like, she knows that they're there. She's like, my brothers have found me, you know, like, they're here. That was really cool and really, like, a cute moment.
That was a great moment. Yeah, I love that.
And so, but I don't know what a Zillow Beast does. You know, I don't know what that, like, what does that give Omega? I guess if she destroys that little sentry blaster thing that's keeping the Zillow Beast under control right now, lets it go crazy.
That's got to be the plan. I don't think there's any other idea here.
Okay, so
She's like, I'm going to vibe with the Zillow Beast and ride her on out, you know?
Does she vibe, though? Is this her force moment, you know? Is this the first? I mean, a connection with an animal is usually pretty late, I don't know, ish in the force game. You know, it's usually first moment, but I could see it. I could see she is sitting down and trying to use the force, but just kind of like a help, like we need help. And then the Zillow Beast understands, you know, maybe we get a shot of its eye or something like that. Like it understands that Omega was the one to save her. I don't know. Something happens there. And
I mean, I could see that. I could see that for sure. You know, I would love if that was kind of what they were going to go for. I think that, it's more than likely the Zillow Beast is just a giant fucking problem distraction for their escape.
Yeah.
Now that could be because she goes like, hey, cause a big fucking distraction.
She could get it mad on purpose, I guess, you know, could let it out and be like, okay, is it just big and strong? I know like the its armor is like lights, you know, it's impenetrable to lightsabers and stuff, but like, did it have any,
it's
like
force sensitive.
Okay. So it can, It can just.
I don't think it can use the Force. It knows what has the Force, though. Like, if you remember when the Zillow Beast was let loose on Coruscant, that motherfucker immediately gunned it for Emperor Palpatine.
That's true. Okay, I forgot about that.
It feels and has a negative response to the dark side of the Force, which indicates that it has some sort of connection to the light side of the Force, which is cool. At least that's how I've interpreted it. Yeah. I don't know if that's been confirmed other places or in
it
ancillary
did really
media.
Gun it for Palpatine though. You're
no,
right.
Yeah, that's who
it
for. Yeah,
because Obi-Wan and Anakin were there, right? Mm-hmm. And Mace, maybe even Mace was there.
It was on Coruscant. There's a ton of Force sensitive beings.
Coruscant. I guess
on Coruscant.
I remember the planet or the plant like. It was on a different planet at one point, right?
Yes, and they transported it. Yeah, they transported it to Coruscant trying to study it because of that armor, because of all that stuff, and it woke up on Coruscant and...
That's right, and fucked some shit Godzilla kind of moment. Did it have any Godzilla, it can't shoot, a laser out of its mouth. It's just big and strong,
You are recalling something that has happened in the Bad Batch. It is not a Zillow Beast. It was something with a similar, it was, a similar structure, but it was constructed.
That's right.
It looked like the stuff on Zeffo from Jedi Fallen Order and stuff like that.
Okay, I am mixing some things, but okay, Zillow Beast. Okay, so for right now, what we know, big light side guy, and... If guess who's showing up though? I'm pretty sure Palpatine's showing up. At least Palpatine, the festival, right? Was that or something? There was the scientific cargo ship that was arriving, but then Hemlock or a soldier came up to him and was like, "Hey, yo, the scientific something." I think was it the I forgot the word. I think
fair, some sort of summit.
I think it was a festival. I think it was a we have got what we need. Let's celebrate. And
I didn't clock that this week.
I think it was. I don't know why that seemed. I seem to recall a difference between the shuttle that was incoming and a later party.
A shuttle that has not arrived yet.
That is on schedule.
I might not have paid attention to that because I was so focused on the batch arriving and how they were going to handle that. But, yeah, that does seem important.
I think it was said. I think so. And if Palpatine does arrive and this thing is let free, and it just senses Palpatine, does it just tear through the entire base to get to him? Or, you're saying on Coruscant, it just beelined for Palpatine, or was
pretty
it just
much.
on a destruction path, or it knew, its end goal was Palpatine, sort of thing.
I don't think it's ever been 100% surefire. The episode does a lot to indicate that it's going for Palpatine. There's some visual cues. There's a moment of realization on Palpatine's part, if I recall correctly.
It shows the Zillow Beast's face, and then maybe it Palpatine, and then it does it do a little.
I don't remember that specifically. I watched the show 4 years.
Yeah, I know
ago,
it's been such. It has been a while, huh?
That's why I'm like, I know that happened. I don't know the context. I don't remember if it was it just woke up and ran for the fucking Senate building. It had to jump around on buildings and shit. That was the whole fucking thing. I remember that, but
okay.
It went to the Senate building. Now I don't know if that indicates. I'm pretty sure it's about Palpatine. If I recall correctly,
sense.
The episode makes it pretty clear.
Okay.
Because
it is interesting that because Omega, whenever she went up the elevator shaft thing, she was following where the blood was going, right? Did I get that right? It kind of seemed that the turn she took, she was waiting to see where it was going. And so does that mean that her blood and all of these vitals and everything, they're being sent to the Zillow Beast, or is this just kind of where
it's all
collected?
She made it to the final location.
Ah, okay.
I think she saw that on her way and was like, oh, cool. I've got my way out. You know, like, doesn't matter where all this blood's heading. This thing's going to help us. You know, like, I think it's kind of how it looked, how she looked at it. At least that's how it was in my head. Because it looked like it zoomed past while she was looking at it.
Yeah, I feel
if
like
I recall, maybe I misremembered that.
No,
but,
I feel like
in
you're
my head,
right.
I could see it.
We would have seen like a where it stops. You know, we would have seen it come to like a stop.
If that is where it is, yeah. But this whole little rail function just satisfied me so intensely. When I know that if I was a kid watching this, I would have been, like, obsessed with this part for no fucking reason.
Just to climb something that's,
just,
like...
Well, just to climb and the imagery of, like, the shiny thing in the dark place, like, being all... Like, I don't know what it was,
why
but it's just,
that
like...
Why is that nice? You know, that is
so
just,
satisfying.
Like, a childish thing.
I'm just, like,
that
when
is...
I was... I know that when... Because I can't... You know, I feel like there's something that's tickling my fancy from, like, The Incredibles for some reason. There's something there that matches
when
that.
They infiltrated
the monorail.
The island.
Yeah.
And they had 100%. Okay.
You know, like, all that sort of shit, like, just really satisfied me when I was a kid. So I know that if I was a kid watching this today, that would have been like, oh. And, like, watching it now, that's what I got a kick out of, is that I was like, oh, man, when I was eight, I would have fucking ate this up.
Even cooler that it's like only a little kid could fit in there. Like an adult wouldn't be able to do this you know. But like a kid, it's like perfect for a kid. Yeah. And maybe that's like even more. And the little rebellion she started in there, you know, like the little like, and it's so cute that like she's like, hey, just cover for me if like the droid comes in, and they're like, what does that mean? They're like, cover? What is that? And they're like, oh,
tummy hurts.
They did their best, you know.
They did.
Hey, they're doing great.
I'm still hungry.
Yeah, can I go next?
Yeah.
Man, what a
they're trying their best. Man.
The science lady, man, just like giving them nothing. Absolutely
no
nothing
quarter.
At all. Yeah. This is Emery. I have said like before that Omega and Emery, it's like Emery is the Omega that has stayed in the Empire her whole life. But then this other science lady is like even a step further. It's like remove all of the emotion from Emery and just have Empire science lady.
Is this Empire science lady a clone?
Probably.
Well, that's what
I
was thinking
think
is
about
probably
that.
Not, actually.
Oh. Red glasses for Emery. Does anyone else have red? I've just had that thought right now.
I didn't clock that.
Because I know like a dude walked in with like some white, greenish
The one
color.
Who was like taking in the stormtroopers when they were getting off the shuttle looked like Emery a lot, but with like bright red hair. I don't know if you saw that. I don't know if that was, and I don't know. I might be tripping on that. But if this person is a clone, like I kind of viewed it as Emery has that soft spot because she is a clone, so she knows what it is for her people to be experimented on and stuff that. And it seemed like this science lady like chose this. Like, this is what she wants to be doing. And her complete carelessness for the kids actually ends up benefiting them in a major way. Because they are not subtle. Whenever Omega goes to her room and they're all, like, looking up at her like...
Can you take a little... Yeah, I mean, they were... Yeah. Like, all of them are asking questions on the instance. It's like... out of nowhere, it's like, huh, that's very strange. And I was...
all of them don't feel good, all of, you know, like it's but like even before that, whenever Omega goes back to her little cell and they're all in the middle of the room and they're all just like looking up at the chick in the window like
nothing's going on, I promise, you know,
they'd like... all look up in unison and then they'd all look away and talk to each other and then they'd all look up and I'm like, thank God she doesn't give a fuck about them.
Yeah, it's This is just real sad. And I once believed that there was a lot more children than this. And I don't, there was a line between Emery and Echo that I don't know. She said, like, we have to get the children out of here. And then Echo was like, wait, excuse me, hold on, wait a second.
Children?
Right? And and then she was like, yeah, the clones are not the only prisoners on this base. I don't, no, I guess there was no indication of
Omega's not the only child here. That's what she said.
Yeah, so indication of just more than Omega, which could just be the group we see. I don't, there's no way they, like, introduce, like, here's a whole cell block full of children next up, you know, is that, like,
yeah,
a,
no, I doubt it. I mean,
but, like, yeah, they have a Zillow Beast, which makes me think if they have a Zillow Beast, they have everything in between. They have, like, if they can keep a Zillow Beast under wraps and they can keep it under control now, they have everything below. They need one specimen. You know, I feel like it's like a Noah's Ark, but the evil. It's like they have, right, like a male and a female of everything, or maybe just one of everything, and they need the DNA from each thing, and that, so they can just, I don't know, have a living source of everything. And I didn't realize how many Tantuses there are. Like, was it apparent before? Or, like, was this the first kind of time where there was wide shots of Tantus and, like the main hub? Like, there's, like, four or five of those, right? Like, in the mountains, like,
I didn't clock that. I didn't catch that.
There's definitely two. Like, there's the main, like, pyramid. I thought it was one. I thought there was one and that was it. And then all the rest were kind of, like, natural around it. There is one, and then there is a whole, like, same size right next to it. Like, I mean, duplicate. And then there's, like, three behind it that could just be natural. It doesn't have, like, the break in the middle like the rest do.
Yeah, the ridge.
But, like, I don't know. There might be way, way more kind of going on there than I once thought. I've never seen that many. I thought there was only one, and that was it. But, I mean, they pulled back often, like, many times, and there was like, hey, like, I don't know. I think they were making it a point to be like.
That's funny, because I didn't catch it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, there's 100% two of them. I know that for sure. The other ones that are in the background, I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, these are natural formations that they're just building into. They're not building them up. I don't think. I think that these are.
Yeah, it's probably a mountain they drill like on the inside and do all that, but
build a whole structure inside of.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Echo has made it clear we're here to free all the clones, and then now Emery and Omega is we're gonna free the children. We're, you know, we're freeing all any prisoner that is here, and I think the creatures will become enveloped in that. I think they'll realize, like, the Zillow Beast, all of these, you know, Batcher's family, all of the creatures are also prisoners, and they're being subject to the same experiments and everything, and that they'll want to free them too, or it'll just be, they'll use them as, like, the chaos, you know, as maybe they're just the chaos.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be Omega. Omega will be like, we need to free every creature here, you know. I think that'll be more, because I mean, like, what'd she do for Batcher earlier in the show, and she saw how they were treated, and now she knows there's a Zillow Beast there, and if they have whatever the fuck Batcher is and they have a Zillow Beast, like you said, they must have a little bit of everything in between,
right?
We got a cool new creature this time. Big ass fucking bear cougar sort of hybrid thing that's fucking gigantic.
Did it remind you of anything?
Like within Star Wars?
Animation as well.
Not particularly. No, not
Episode
off the top of my head.
One of Tales of the Jedi. Much smaller version, but in Ahsoka,
yeah.
The, like, saber tooth tiger.
Yeah.
It has the same exact yellow tip fur kind of thing. It has the same fur pattern. And I'm This could just be animation, and it's a growl in a roar. They sound exactly the same. It's almost like they use the same exact sound bite. Mm-hmm. Like, I played them back to back, and it's like the growl is exactly the same. And the only thing, it could just be they're reusing some assets. It's a growl. It's whatever. Start, you know, it's not like a direct link. But my thought is, like, they captured that animal. They souped it up, gave it some crazy Frankenstein-like DNA, and this is what it's become now. Like, it,
right?
Like, it is so.
Yeah, I,
like,
mean, I think it's clear that, I mean, I don't think it's clear necessarily, but I do think this is the product of some sort of experimentation. I don't
okay.
think this is like
not a natural being on that just is. I mean, it could be. We're in Star
it could
Wars,
be.
And
yeah,
like,
I mean, like, it, and it's also like they keep saying that the creatures in the jungle outside of Tantus are deadly, but we've seen that they've created those beasts every once in, like back on the first planet in episode 2 where they had like the vine tentacle monster things,
mm-hmm.
like that wasn't naturally occurring, so it's like it's hard to say what is natural or what isn't natural, especially when they look like normal mm-hmm. fucking animals. The only thing here was the absurd size that makes it seem
standing up on like 2 feet as well. Like it stood mm-hmm. up and growled. It looked like it was blind as well. I don't know if that's just the color of its eyes mm. or not. Like it kind of, and yeah, I mean, it could just be we're in Star Wars and there's crazy monsters everywhere, but we don't really have, like, it's never really been this much of a threat. It's, Atlantis seems to be like this jungle is specifically full of creatures because it's a DNA lab. Like they're mixing shit up. Like I mm-hmm. think it's like sometimes they get loose or they have to just let them out. It's like survival of the fittest. Maybe they just make a bunch of shit, let them loose.
Well, and it's also a natural. It's natural security. Also, like if anybody wants to come up through the fucking
yeah, like
jungle,
it,
like you're fucked.
It's sick. Like it's sick and twisted. But like
oh yeah,
it makes sense. Like to let them loose, and then the strongest will survive. You take them, you mix them up again, you let them loose, you let the strongest survive. You just, you know, and I like that. If that's like a culmination of the story, is the Empire is trying to force nature, and then the realization is that it just can't be done. You know, like
right.
that's the wrong. Nature is something that you have to be hands off with, or. Mm. mutually exclusive with, not yeah. like a parasitic.
You're not trying to force it or anything
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
No, I get you. And I'm excited for the finale, man. I think that we've got a great setup episode here. It didn't give us much to go on. I mean, just like last week, we knew where we were going, and we know there's one thing to do. And now we're in the same fucking place, you know? It's... The thing that sucks for me right now is Emery and Echo's plan doesn't particularly line up with Omega's plan. And I'm worried about how that might affect Echo.
Okay. Omega will start to be going up, you know, and maybe Mean Science Lady will be going in to go check on him, but then Emery will get back just in time to be like, hey, I'm back. Like, I'll check on him. No problem, you know. And then when she goes to check on him, like the kids are still stalling or doing their thing, but then they realize Omega's already escaping, mm-hmm. and then maybe that's
that'd be nice.
They join
That'd be nice.
Or something,
yeah.
But I don't know. Nice to see Echo have a hand. That's just an option for him.
Right.
I never even thought of that until now. But a cool little team up there, I guess, with Echo and Emery. Cool little conversation they had.
I loved that scene whenever Emery immediately clocks that it's Echo.
Yeah.
And is like, it's almost like now that she even has a chance, she's down. You know, before it was that she was dwarfed by the size of the enemy. And now even just 4 additional dudes here to help is like, oh, thank God. Okay, yeah, let's fucking do this shit, okay? She's clearly been wanting to do something about the children, but was, quote, just doing her job.
Yeah, he's like, I've heard that before, you know? Like, you're a clone. How could you be part of this? And she was just like, damn. And it's like,
damn.
And it is a weird blame game. Like, it's like, obviously the Empire is to blame. And like, but Emery, like, what could she do? You know, like, it's like, there's, it seemed impossible until now, mm-hmm. you know, and, yeah. and but it's good to see her come around, you know, and have, I guess we still have, the other trooper, or I guess, do they stay on Tantus?
Wolf?
Yes.
I don't think he stays on Tantus. I think if he stayed on Tantus, he'd know about what was going on Tantus and would be morally appalled
by it.
Damn.
Yeah, so we're... is that really not going to be involved?
I don't think it will be. I mean, like, unless one of the things Echo did was, like, secretly send out the coordinates somehow. I mean, like,
he's been doing some shit, you know? Yeah. What has he been doing?
They make it pretty clear both times.
He's searching for Omega.
First time, he's looking for the way to find Omega. He finds, like, a lab, or he finds, like, a center of information. He gets to the center of information. He finds Omega, and then Emery walks in. And that's, like, so, you know, we do watch him do something on the ship at the very beginning of the episode. Maybe that's what he's doing there. Mm-hmm. However, transmissions, we've also learned, are trackable. They know when transmissions are being sent, and I feel like that would have been like, so there's a transmission coming from da 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 da, it's being sent out, and I don't know, but maybe not, maybe it could just slide by.
And Hemlock knew fucking exactly what went down as well. That was I guess they left a planet, the Empire, you know, they were in fighting with Empire, you know, so it's clear. The message was just relayed. It's not like Hemlock has some other crazy shit don't know
it
about.
It's just found its way to them.
They just knew. So, I mean, that's, yeah, nothing crazy. Yeah, nothing like... Man, how is Wolf gonna, like, that kind of... Maybe they get into the... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is kind of like a, we're fucked. Hey, here's some coordinates. If you can help, come here. And then it looks at first, you know, it's kind of like a Rise of Skywalker, and it looks at first no one's coming, but then, you know, all the clones.
Now the cavalry has arrived, means the Bad Batch.
Well, they've already arrived.
Not in Tantus.
Okay.
See, I'm like, that's my thing. I'm like, now, if we're going to the simplest explanation... Now the cavalry has arrived means, to me, the Batch. Now, it could also be the Zillow Beast now. It could also be, you know, Imperial Enforcers. It could be Rex and comrades adjacent, but I don't know. We haven't seen anything that indicates to me that their coming is inevitable, you know?
Rampart. What's going to happen with him? He got captured at the end here. Remember, you know, and Hunter being like, hey, remember who saved you, you know, if mm-hmm. it ever goes bad, is he just going to go right back into his thing? He's in the Empire now, or I guess he could be a prisoner. I don't know how they will treat him even in the first place.
I think they'll treat him as a prisoner. I don't think they'll be like, you used to work for us. What's up, homie? No,
that's,
I mean,
fair.
Like, he escaped from an Imperial prison.
He was a prisoner.
Yeah. So like, mm-hmm. but the thing is too, is that like, I don't even know what he could rat on. They know the Batch is here. They know what the Batch wants.
It's just
Omega.
Do they free Rampart or not? Maybe.
Yeah,
is why he's
like,
there. Is kind of like, mm-hmm. he is a prisoner, but.
They're not.
Do you free him? You know?
They will. Yeah, they will.
Yeah. Hunter saving him. The little shooting the mm-hmm. cable, not detaching the.
Yeah,
the lines with him and Crosshair scare me. Like, those lines were very, you're not the one to make the sacrifice play, Tony. You know, mm-hmm. like, it's like, you only care about yourself. And it's like, yeah, let's see about that. And it's like, no, we know. Like, he says he's changed. I know he's changed. He's a changed man.
Yeah.
I don't need him to prove it. You know,
That's what really blows, is that, like, I am worried they're going to do the redemption via sacrifice with Crosshair. I don't want that. Not again. He's already proven that he's a good dude. I'm like, so, I don't know. I don't know. I'd really hope that that wouldn't happen, and it didn't seem like it would, and that was the strongest indication that it will play out that way.
Yeah, I didn't like those lines. I did not like, and it could be leading us down the wrong path, you know, but I don't know. I mean, everyone's kind of on the table. They're at Tantus.
Mm-hmm.
The only clones we know make it out, Rex. What is Wolf? Wolf is with him at the end.
Yes.
So Wolf's there, and Gregor, is that the other one?
Yeah, the one that Echo went and picked up during that episode.
And those are the three that are in Rebels.
Yep, those are the three that are in Rebels.
Everyone else. Pabu's is Pabu even an option anymore? It's not like even we don't even have a safe haven anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope they don't all die. Like they're like, and Omega's the only one to make it out.
They won't all die. At least one of them makes it. But that was the only thing that I didn't love about this episode is that I was never worried for any of the batch. Like, I love the episodes where we face off with big creatures. I think those are fun. I'm never worried any of them are actually going to die at the hands of a big creature.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. This is, like, surprisingly, maybe the weakest episode of the season. Like, maybe episode two. Like, it's like this in episode two, and it's like, but this is the penultimate.
It was surprisingly low stakes, which is fine. You know, like, it like, next week is the one where they're going to have to bring the heat for sure. We were putting a lot on it, but I mean, like, when we were speculating, roughly what we thought would happen did happen, which was try to infiltrate Tantus. You know, like, we didn't think it would end. We'd end this episode getting off Tantus, you know,
true.
Like,
mm-hmm.
We knew it would have to be a part one, part two sort of situation. So, like, I'm cool with it. It's not even weak, but it is, I would say it's on the weaker side of the season for sure. I mean,
just a
really cut and dry, simple.
And it's, I mean, for a penultimate, usually at the end, the cliffhanger is like, the shit's going, you know?
Something that,
like,
hasn't been a cliffhanger before?
Like, I guess the Zillow Beast
I'm pretty sure two episodes ago ended with Omega going, I'm going to get us out of here. And it was like the same shot in the same place and all this. So, like, that was the thing that struck me as I was like,
yeah.
I know that. Though.
Like, that's obviously,
it's obviously the design here.
Yeah. And so I guess maybe that's where my disappointment comes from a little bit, is just a penultimate episode for any TV show. Just I feel like that's how it works. I mean, this is 15 episodes. It's not like a 10 episode Throne season where that penultimate needs to be like that. But I don't know. I guess they're just going to have to do a whole lot in the finale. Like, it's just,
I mean, it's not even like they have to do a whole lot by the standards of any, like, they have to do what we thought they would have to do in the finale. It's not like they left stones unturned here, you know? It's not, like, the only thing that I thought would be different is that we would see the batch get into Tantus this week. And I'd be willing to bet we start next week and they're basically just there, you know? Like, sneaking in, kind of, you know? But, yeah, that's why I'm like, it's... Ultimately, this is an obvious part one of two, and if this was a 14-episode season with a 45-minute to an hour-long finale with this would be the first half of a really probably strong episode. You know, that's the thing, is that it is, mm-hmm. it's the first half of an episode. Okay. It's not a full episode, which does make the episode lesser, but like, I can take some solace knowing that there is a part two to it, you know?
This is not the, there's no way we're ending without like that, resolving the conflict on Tantus, you know, like something is going to happen there. And okay. I think I'm curious. I'm definitely going to have to go back just to make sure that I'm right about this festival. For some reason, I feel like that the party.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't catch that.
Man, that's the only part that I feel, because I feel bad if I am wrong, and then I'm like, yo, I'm putting so much importance on like them for sure showing up. But I feel like it's not like a crazy possibility that like Palpatine shows up in the finale of the Bad Batch, you know, of like Project Necromancer. I don't think it's like,
no, I don't think it's a reach by any stretch. I think that's a fair guess. I'm gonna be excited to see that runtime next week. You know, I opened this one; it's at 24 minutes, and I was like, okay.
I guess that I'm like, that will be telling. Yeah,
if I open it next week and it says 24 again, I'll go okay. You know, like it's possible. We've watched them do some fantastic episodes in that amount of time, but it's just that they've had 35 minute episodes. So like, I'll be hoping for something more along those lines.
I mean, the first episode was an hour and a half. Was it an?
It was an hour.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, the first episode was an hour. It's Star Wars is like poetry, you know, they like to do that.
Right. My concern there is that this was very clearly the first part of a two-part episode. Like, I think that this episode and the next episode will add up to about an hour. So I could see this being on the high 30s, mid-30s in the finale. But, I mean, regardless, runtime, I'd prefer a longer runtime simply because I want the story to breathe. And I think that to solve what we have to do on Tantus and do an epilogue, sort of a where do they go after, I think you got to be looking at least 30 minutes, at least 30. So hopefully we can pull that off. But
you're kind of right, because I'm going off of like just the grander scope of the show. But as far as this episode,
like what needs to happen,
part one, part two, like it does feel like this was the first half mm-hmm. of the episode, not like that there is a whole hour. I mean, they could spend an hour at Tantus. I mean, they could, but
no. And I mean, like, and that's the thing too, is that like, I kind of need there to be an epilogue. Star Wars typically has an epilogue. They have a couple minutes of where they go after the conflict is resolved. You know, it's kind of classic Star Wars shit. End of the first movie, we do the victory palace celebration. Everybody mm-hmm. gets their medal. Return to the Jedi. We get mm-hmm. the return to the Ewok village. We have a party. Okay. Let's have some fun. You know?
So it would seem that it would be, let's go back to Pabu and let's put something in the big tower and let's eat and let's be happy. But I think the Empire would have to be destroyed there. Maybe that's the epilogue, is they escape from Tantus, and then with the force they have there, they just destroy the Empire at Pabu. But then,
well,
they
and
still
who knows?
Know
maybe Empire. Maybe the Empire, like, maybe I was wrong about my assumption about Imperial occupation of Pabu. It could be they got what they needed and they just dipped. I doubt it, but it's possible. I'm like, and that's the thing, is that like, when we have those questions, like, is Pabu safe? Is Pabu okay? Last time we saw it, no. That's not exactly how I want to leave it.
It could be that unremarkable to them. Like, it could just be a rock. You know, I don't know. Like, maybe that is how the Empire sees it, but again, that's probably giving them too much credit. Like, mm-hmm. it could just be control, and that's literally it. And that's all
why
it
I'm
takes.
Like, so we do have a lot of questions about a lot of places around the galaxy. And who knows, you know, maybe we do get a transmission sent out and it gets to like Fee on Pabu or something. And that's how we see Pabu. Like, cause my thing is that the way we last saw Pabu is not the last way we see Pabu. I don't think, it could be, and if that's the case, that's fine, but it feels unclear. It feels like that place doesn't have a conclusion necessarily, when it feels like it earned one.
Say, Fee is pretty good. I like the chances of her maybe returning, being like a reinforcement of some sort, maybe, or after
she does
the fact.
Her... whole fucking secret entrance where she just shuts off the engines and
she fucking pulls a tech turn. That'd be sick.
We got a pretty dope ass fucking maneuver from Hunter this week where he turned the engines off and rotated the ship and
Ray and Finn.
Like,
that
yeah,
was nice.
Yeah.
Yes, that
was hard.
Was very nice. Hunt. Oh yeah. Man, and beautiful too. Like,
gorgeous animation.
There was like a shot where it just like it showed up in the trees and then two like interceptors flew over, and then it like just panned down to the jungle. But like the foliage, like how real it looks. Like there are like almost photo real shots in this now. Like it's kind of nuts how good animation has gotten. Like they've almost reached. Rampart reminded me of like a Pixar character as well.
Yeah,
it was very
Hemlock had a moment like that for me too, where and I'm sure it was just like lighting and texturing in that particular frame, because it was only 1 second that I thought this, but like his forehead looked really flat and it looked like his eyebrows were like just like they were like hovering above his face, not on his face, like, you know, a lot of cartoon characters have. And I know that's not what was going on there, but there was a moment where Hemlock looked just so intensely cartoony to me. And I wonder if that was like, he's like a cartoonish villain. He's just so over the top.
His little hand thing still, that's never come around, you know. That's the only, it's one other thing for him. Could be. But the only other guy that has it is Crosshair. That's the only connection I see, but I don't really see how that makes sense at all. Unless Hemlock is so crazy and just fucked that he injects his DNA into everything.
Like, who kills Hemlock? Probably Crosshair, right?
Emery?
That could be cool.
I'm trying to think of who Crosshair... it's probably the most satisfying. I was trying to think of anyone else. Because like if it's Hunter or Wrecker, it's like, yeah, it'll feel good. But like Crosshair feels good. Like that's who should
kill the guy.
Should do it.
Omega's dropped
killed,
a couple bodies. They haven't
like,
really acknowledged it.
But not like an execute, you know?
No,
like,
yeah,
like,
not up close. And they won't do that. Ultimately, they reserve the up close and personal execute. Like,
I feel
the
like
only...
Hemlock's death will kind of be an execution. Like, it'll be like a conversation. Like, will
right.
happen right.
I don't think
he dies.
Omega will do it. That's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. No way. Like, no way. She's with the gun that Echo gave her. You know, like,
yeah.
Fuck you, dude. Boom. Like,
yeah.
Dude.
Blows him away. That's what she should have fucking done to Toto 360. But
maybe, Maybe we get the death. No, I guess Toto is confirmed. Do we have a confirmed Toto sighting like in the timeline after? Because Cad Bane does show up, but Toto's not there in Book of Boba, right?
No, he's not. Yeah, we do not have a confirmed Toto sighting here.
So
on end.
Toto could die. You know?
I will rejoice if Toto passes on in the finale. That's low on my expectations list.
Say they kill the batch. They kill Pabu. They level Pabu. It's just bad. They ruin the show. But then post-credit scene, Toto is shown to die. You know, Toto just has the most brutal death in Star Wars history. Is it?
I'd go like this. Well,
all right. They might have ruined one of my favorite Star Wars
shows.
Well,
at least there's that. You know, no. I mean, it. I expect that this finale. There's been very little about this show to indicate to me that they won't conclude this the way it needs to be concluded. Mm-hmm. I feel like what's been made clear about Jennifer Corbett and Brad Rao and the team writing this show is that they get it better than any of us fans possibly could. Mm-hmm. You know, like they always end up doing something that no matter how much we anticipate something or how much we expect it to go one way, it might go that way, but it's always with a hitch. It's always with something that you did not anticipate. And it's I'm yet to be dissatisfied with the choice they made in terms of writing. I feel like it's been like, and the choices that at one point I might have been dissatisfied with have come back around in a way that have become satisfying. Like I remember at the end of season one with the unclarity of Crosshair's inhibitor chip, and if I was like, man, it would really suck if he does not have his inhibitor chip, or if he doesn't have his inhibitor chip and he's chose this, or if he does and he's being lied to, and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So like that's come back around and become very satisfying, you know. So like, the other thing too is that like, I know the Bad Batch is ending. I have little to no faith they're not doing another sequel series.
Like right. Just timeline wise, like it won't be the Bad Batch, but
it'd probably be like
Omega will carry over, you know? Like
it's possible, but I was thinking it would probably be like the Wolf Pack or something, and it's Wolf, Rex, Gregor, like something like that. They continue to, because I mean, as much as I want this Lucasfilm animation to carry on, they seem very attached to this story. And this storyline with the clones and stuff. And as much as I'm looking forward to hopefully a freedom of the clones from Tantus, it doesn't feel like a conclusion of the clones story. The clones at large, you know, like they might
That's
liberate
true.
Them on Tantus, but there's still clones everywhere. And I don't know if that means they're going to, like, can you end a story like that? Can you liberate every clone on screen and make it satisfying and it not just be repetitive of them going planet to planet, freeing people? And like that'd be cool. It'd be fun to watch. But there is the question of whether or not it would continuously be of the highest order of quality. And that's why I'm like, I could see them doing another little sequel series after this.
I like that. I like the Wolf Pack or the, yeah. Echo's already taken. Sorry, Echo. Marvel got that one first.
Yeah,
you can't
true.
Have your own show. But I could see it be like, it could be repetitive them going from place to place. But maybe the thing that keeps it interesting is whatever scientifically is happening, like on Tantus. Maybe clones are special. They're being used all over. Mm.
No,
sort
and
of thing
that's why I'm like. I don't know. It could be anything, you know. It's hard to believe. I'd be fine if this was the conclusion of these characters. We never see them again. That's cool. It's not really Star Wars' bag though.
No.
So I mean, like the other character that I anticipate we see in the future, post Bad Batch, is Omega. Feels like an inevitability. She's a child now. She has a whole life ahead of her. Maybe it is in a New Republic era, Mando timeline sort of thing. She's a grown woman. You know, that
could
be interesting.
Could she be anyone we know? Like, is there a possibility that she is someone?
No.
Like, already. Like,
I doubt it. I don't even know who that would be, you know?
The only person that popped in my head was the Armorer, just because she has a helmet on, you know? And, like, we have never seen her face, and I don't even know if the timeline works there, if she'd be too young or...
I think she would,
age
because
even lines
the
up, but...
Armorer talks about having watched the destruction of Mandalore.
Yeah,
and
like,
the
I,
of a
and I didn't
years.
Think it really was her, but, like, yeah. No, I feel like there's no way that's really a thing.
It yeah, just... no, that's why I'm like, it'll be interesting. And in fact, I invite this being the last time we see these characters in terms of just if this story wraps up neatly and everyone's story is complete, why bring any of them back? You know, it's not a popular enough show to be like,
yeah,
well, if we bring them back, it's guaranteed views, you know, like it's like, because that's usually the motivation for those stuff. That
you
stuff.
See
but.
How far, like on the homepage, like on the top, like, you know how it just has the featured on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Here you go.
It wasn't on mine.
Dude, no, you just have to, like, you went all the way to the end and it wasn't
on I went
on
all
there?
The way to the end. It was not on mine.
Mine's, it's there, but it's, like, the third to last one, or, like, the
yeah.
second to last every time. It used to be, like, the first, mm-hmm. or, like, the second, and
well,
now it's,
the Hulu
like,
merger happened, and...
That's true.
Now they have all the Hulu shit,
yeah.
too. Don't get me wrong, like, it's one of two ongoing Disney Plus series, though.
X-Men 97 and...
And this. And X-Men 97's there.
Yeah,
you know?
It was like second, first or second. Mm-hmm. Like, so.
The only logic that I could even begin to defend it with is that it's the second to last episode.
Season.
If
three
we're watching
the
Bad Batch,
we're
in it. You know, we
yeah.
know where we're going. So, like, the only thing that it's inconvenient for is an easy fucking place to click on it and start going.
That's true.
But, I mean, regardless, like, that's... They should be doing, like, the Star Wars Twitter account is already the Acolyte themed. It moved on from the Bad Batch already, and it did weeks ago. Like, it's just kind of like, ah, man, like,
damn,
give them some love, bro. But
we're
yeah.
about to say
I
goodbye
mean,
next week, man. You, or maybe, who knows what even is going to happen next week. But
yeah, man,
at least the Bad Batch show is ending, you know. Mm-hmm. At least their titular show will end, and
them boys,
oh my god. Well, I think my creature itch was satisfied. Azilla Beast will do it for me, I think. I'd
satiated,
yeah. And the only other thing that'll do it for me even more is if they got a Mythosaur in there chilling as well. I don't know how. Seems that there's only probably one of the there's not many of those things left. But there's
right.
not many Zilla Beasts either, is what seems. So
seems, yeah. Right.
I'm not hoping out. I don't need it to happen, but I'm getting
would help.
I'm getting greedy. I'm getting greedy. I should stop at the Zilla Beast. It's a Zilla Beast.
yeah,
so
it's a pretty big deal. Pretty big deal there. But yeah, man. I don't know. I love the episode. It was simple. It was effective. Great setup for this finale, and I'm hoping the finale really follows through. But. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with that, I think we can conclude this episode. I'll do the plugs, and after the plugs, it's time for
the album of the week.
Yes, okay.
But yeah, if you would, head to patreon.com/pennybloompod, where you'll find over 50 hours of exclusive content. All sorts of book reviews, comic book reviews, movie reviews, and early access content. All of that for the low, low price of $1.50 a month. Now, that money goes straight back into this podcast, helping me put it on, because it costs me money, and I don't make any off of it unless it is over there. Head to Twitter, follow at PennyBloomPod, follow on Instagram at PennyBloomPodcast. Remember to leave a 5-star rate and review wherever you might be listening, and follow on TikTok if you still have the opportunity to, while you still can. Go ahead and do that. You can also watch on YouTube. Just look up Penny Bloom Podcast. We are there, baby. We are there. We are. You can watch us. You can view us. I've got the Hunter headband on. I got the Tech shirt rocking on right now. It's all good. We got the Last Jedi vinyl on display. I got the Batch and Funko mm-hmm. Pops, the Star Wars books. It's the whole thing,
got,
man.
Got
it's
the boy. I got
Thrawn.
Got a boy here. Yeah.
How deep are you into that book now?
Barely. I think. Third chapter. No, I've and now this is I've now I'm going in. It was mm-hmm. I only got there whenever I was at my sister's house watching. I haven't read any gotcha. Here, so now I'm trying to lock in. But
I'm reading it as well. I think I just finished chapter 4 though. Because I'm not reading it. I'm listening to it. But mm-hmm. yeah, Thrawn, baby. Maybe mm-hmm. some miniature book club reports every once in a while on Patreon or something. But go ahead and download the episode and do me a favor. Share with one person. If you liked the show, tell one person you liked the show. Just one little guy. Mm. One little dude. You know, just tell somebody. We're here. We're here to discuss things we really like to talk about. And you're welcome to listen. We appreciate it greatly. But let's do some album of the week. Music of the week. Would you like to do the honors and go first, or would you like me to take it away?
I have two, but one is one that is very known. It is one of my favorite just albums of all time. The other, I've known of a little bit of it. It's older, and it's newer to me. So I don't know which one you'd prefer. I think I'll get to the other one eventually.
With a pretty deep cut. So if you want to do a more, I mean, like, if you want to double up on the older but newer to you, like, I'm cool with that. Because mine's an older one, but I just discovered it, and I like it a lot.
I will go, because I can barely speak on the other one. It was more of a work. I was listening to that album when I was working, and I wasn't focused mm-hmm. on it. But I'll save that one maybe for next week.
Gotcha.
But this week, I guess I have it. It's one I have, and it's one that is... So it's boring. I don't know. That's why it's kind of like boring. But I have a story to tell with it, which is why.
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead and grab it. Yeah. He's going to go fetch real quick. I got a good one this week. I'm excited because I just discovered it last week, and I'm excited to share. What do you got for me, Joe?
It is my baby. It is Tron Legacy by Daft Punk. It is just the soundtrack. But mm-hmm. the only reason this week that it is coming back up is I've a new hobby of mine is just to be outside, and then I've just kind of gone. I just walk or run or just go. Mm-hmm. And I like to go a little bit further every day. And that's my goal, is just a little bit further every day. And yesterday I was like, I'm gonna just throw on this album. I put on my headphones and I just went. And then I realized that the album was completed and over, and I was not home yet. And this is like it's an hour and 30 minutes of an album.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, I realized, like, how much just music and just, like, not focusing on your actual task can, like, because whenever I thought of, like, how far I was away from home still, and then I'm like, oh, wait. My legs, now I'm thinking of my legs, and now I have to return all the way home, you know, and I've listened to this album. I wasn't an hour and 30 minutes away from
home.
It wasn't I needed to double up and then do the same thing again, but it was like, I don't know, it was nice, just music I know I love. It was nice just to throw it on.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it was very easy to escape with Tron. So,
I love that. Well, yeah. I think you'll appreciate my recommendation of the week or my album of the week as well, because I'm going to double up on the word list. And I know there's words on the Tron Legacy one, but mine's a Japanese jazz fusion album called Cassiopeia by Cassiopeia. That's Cassiopeia. It's got a little bit of that, you know, one of the songs will certainly remind you of just like, you know, like an anime theme song, basically. But it feels like a lot. There's a lot of different feels over the course of the few tracks it is. I think it's only eight, I believe. Yeah, it's only eight tracks. I've been listening to it the whole time we've been recording today. I did the same thing yesterday. I went for about a 45-minute to an hour-long walk, and this is what was playing pretty much my entire time. I absolutely adore it. Just one I discovered last week, a 1979 album that I dig a great deal. Been trying to get into to a little bit more of the jazz, and it led me down the road to jazz fusion, and here I am listening to Cassiopeia. I enjoy it a great deal. If you're looking for something to throw on in the background, hard to beat something like this. So, Cassiopeia and Tron Legacy. How about it?
Those are the last worlds there. But
those are the last albums of the week of April.
Had to get it in eventually. So I'm like, I might as well do it now.
As well today.
Especially when the other album that I was thinking of showing was a little, I wasn't too confident. I mean, there were some songs I could have said some things, but it didn't feel right yet. But
gotcha.
I can never go wrong with Tron for me. I know
this
it's not for everybody, but for me, it is. It's just one of those that I throw on all the time. But yeah, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, with that, we will conclude this episode of the Penny Bloom Podcast, and we'll be back next week with the series finale of The Bad Batch. It all ends next week, and we will be here on May 3rd to discuss it. I'm so very excited. In the meantime, we will be concluding the John Wick franchise next week. We have John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum and Chapter 4 next Monday and Wednesday, and that'll lead us straight into May, where we are just continuing the action movies. We're also beginning our Anya Taylor-Joy spotlight in a couple weeks. Super exciting, super fun time on the Penny Bloom Podcast. But yeah, stick with us, and we don't think you'll be disappointed. But I was Colton Robertson. I was joined by Joseph George. Thank you very much, homie.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, and it's always a pleasure to have you. And remember, peace, love, and bloom, and always praise the Bad Batch.